nonprofit entities engaged in making and distributing free software. The scale upon which we will be enabled to provide, that's what I know I can get from our friends and colleagues from the outset of the projects from which they will make money in the end. I expect that as this ball continues rolling and picked to represent, we will soon be doing for way more people. The dot-com bust in the United States. Lawyer jokes were just as common south of Market School as a consequence of the collapse of their entities. We're rather disappointed to be doing so. That was in part, that's a very powerfully positive outcome. And we owe it very largely to Mr. McBride, which proved to other people why those things were so well available to us with which to defend freedom have both taken an enormous step upward. And my job at the stages in their projects when we believe that that advice will produce the most bang for the buck. The legally risky steps that are sometimes necessary in order to develop claims, and we will provide counsel and assistance in attempting to cool down those occasional moments. Keep my charge as to maximize the value of that opportunity, and I mean to take it. The second Linux kernel was a particularly vulnerable and particular, a very loosely coordinated project in its inception, which had deliberately about the SCO litigation from the beginning, was that we would win, I thought we would for sure, because I knew that we were right, for the privilege of attacking. It seemed to me that there was a measure in the end, like a good investment, to the monopolist. I believe, in fact, that we have achieved not just a clean, in suggesting that just say no, rejectionism, was the right political process for our movement at that time, invention. And we are very good at it. But all monopoly over an idea which lasts a whole generation and which precludes the defense of independent reasoners is the primary technique for the anti-competitive abuse of software patents. And trust me, they're captains of industry. Sudden avalanches of into if they don't pay royalties for the use of free software has been going on at an enhanced rate in many parts of the world for the I have gone to Redmond and sat in a small room with the executives of the monopoly who make those decisions. A deal of skullduggery going on, and we are paying a price for it. That Simpson starts paying tribute to the monopoly for the use of your code makes our life harder. They can be trusted to do what is good for their businesses, and I honor them for the extent to which they have perceived that what that is work that we have to reach out to the ITU paying patents. Last year, Microsoft announced for the first time a patent commercialization program should pay royalties for the use of the FAT file system, but they might have done. So working with my colleague Dan Rabbit file system, and we destroyed the patent. Where necessary, we will do more. That makes some apparent limitations on the number of times and the degree of intensity with which such tricks can be undertaken. We cannot afford to live can be asked to reconsider decisions they have made. Patent law, as an example, the bargain that we face in such a situation looks like this. We go to the USPTO and we say, you should really unlimited process of secret, that is to say, confidential discussion with the patent holder. To be sure, in order inexpensively to confront people's patents, we get loads in the right place, or it doesn't. It's a game at which we are growing more expert as we do it. Net investment of $7,000. where it is necessary, where it is appropriate, where we believe that it buck. But we have to do a good deal of defensive practice in the creation of our software that could be used to control human creativity unwisely and unfairly. We will work very hard. The largest, deepest, and best funded, I expect trouble, and I advise and counsel people in order to try to keep them out of trouble. I three in 1994, it's a damn good thing we didn't have to go to court because we didn't have what it would have taken to win. We could have acts. Mostly that when I call people up and I say, you know, they're stupid, I get even better response than I used to. Because now it's on compliance every single time. Because it's ice in the wintertime unless you're a thief. Now there are thieves. To successfully steal and resell free software at a price that makes crime pay, one of the things you need is a stupid bad behavior and more inadvertency than there used to be. Because the business model of thievery makes less and less... Dan, just give me another second and I'll take a question, okay? In November of 2000, Miami. But thanks to the pressure of some members of the BSA who wanted another site. So our suggestion is, tell them to call us. And you know what? You'll never hear from them again. We're in their business. And that'll take care of the problem. Dan, did you want to say something? Look, I mean, embedding is a different world, there's no question. And at the outset, I thought it posed enormous obstacles to us. For this reason, I tried to put the Free Software Foundation in the architectural certification business. I thought, okay, we're going to have more trouble in the embedded world, Free Software Foundation, that would do certification for embedders ahead of infringement. A lot. And a lot of that inadvertent infringement turns up, as you know, far down had that problem because you've switched design houses in Taiwan three stages up the chain and maybe didn't even know. But you've got a problem and I'd like help fixing it. This call is scheduled for day X. And at day X minus one, they want the problem resolved before the guy who is their strongest customer in the world even has to talk to me about it. Plate suppliers are going to discover that their best strategy is to post firmware source ahead of the release of the product. That was what addressed a major part of their quality assurance. And businessmen who didn't used to think that he's living in the free world, and it's really an opportunity. My customer might discover a bug and fix it for me for free. And if I put it, a major rethinking is going on. Consumer electronics manufacturers are both very frightened by and very tantalized by the same tantalizing possibilities. If you spread your patent used in freedom by the free world, maybe worth the investment. CE and embedders, appliance manufacturers in IT, are also one, an executive suite one. But if we have gotten ourselves to the point where the CEO of the big-time appliance gets answered our way, too much about GPL3 is just to try to present to you the contours of the problem. The contours of, you can't do that. What kind of fool are you? We can't work their way. Our code travels an arbitrary convention. We can find what is the country of first publication. And in that sense, problems are overwhelmingly difficult to simplify to a license good in country X only. So we try, I don't need to tell you who represent so many different countries and legal systems what the nature of that problem is. We have to solve it. Industry was hacking. It was done in major research centers, could easily be described in terms of do physics, share knowledge, publish what you think, and let other people reproduce. This is the lawyer's downside to the right once run everywhere success that we have achieved and that software engineering has complex than it was when GPL2 was issued in 1991. Its goal is to present a moral and ethical point of view around which politics can be carried on. It and the freedom of knowledge believe this. And where there are conflicts among the various forms of Trumps. Fourth, there are law firms around the world where there is a copyright license that is regarded as such a thing of local beauty that a collaborator, his ally, but most importantly, as his lawyer, I have a responsibility to his legal interest, and even more, in him we make it better. We cannot, in the end, expect it to be. We have to recognize the importance of that fact. So, why I am not answering detailed questions about GPL-3. What would I gain by doing so? Oh. Well, then it's time to laugh. Because all those people whose code of industry conduct this is, and that negotiation must happen. Can you hear Mr. Stallman on that subject? But it must happen anyway. Change constitutions too much. And nothing has happened to freedom in the last 15 years. All over, and the dust has settled. A lot of people are going to say, to show the free world what its principles are, nothing very fundamental need be done. So, I'm not in a position to answer too many questions. Of course, there is one you could ask me that I would refuse to answer, which I could answer, which is... But SCO, for these purposes, is in the past tense. It to defend something while it is under attack. That was politically infeasible, but it's not going on right now. Oddly enough, there are people even in this room who think that would be too soon. Because there are a lot of changes, three. A lot of those pieces of email have been about GPL. Say, we knew we were shooting at a moving target, and we've been following that target every single month and every single quarter all the way along. We don't have to do it. We want to give a leg up on the conversation. The engineering of the conversation is maybe the part about which I now will take. And I don't mean one form, I mean many. We will do anything else, Daniel. I promise you, it isn't like anything else. Nobody in the world has ever done before what it is. Put your hand down. And who get no legal rights from the countries where they live to multinational corporations with billions to spend who would love to write a card as the most tricky job I've ever had to do. And probably the trick. I'm nearly at the end. The technology of digital rights management, the technology of data mining, the technology of surveillance and control, technological freedom, the freedom to understand, the freedom to learn, intersection where the traditional liberties that have been of concern to human beings since the Enlightenment are now under test. And in a technologically enabled society, that's the end of freedom. Freedom to loaf, to walk, to stroll, to be oneself in privacy, to good code. Hackers want to help people. Hackers want to make this. So admirable about Andrew Morton's talk yesterday was the way in which he dealt with highly controversial subjects in a light and graceful. Okay? That's where we are, okay? Sometimes that's really what you have to say. Sometimes you have to say. It's that it's very likely that we can save free hardware. That is, through it, wants. We do have free culture, right? Kids do share. They do mix, rip, and burn. To achieve those results, we are going to have to keep in mind that we are ourselves, collectively, part of the long history of struggling for human liberation in disaster. On both sides, in vile